BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
Psalm 22, verses 3 through 5. When anguish, pain, suffering, sorrow, depression, loneliness, betrayal, and bankruptcy becomes constant demanding partners, the godly press their anguished knees in the soil at the base of Jesus' empty cross as their tears water splintered prayers. My fathers of faith trusted in Jesus, fathers such as David, the author of Psalm 22. They cried to you and were saved. Yet, knowing the past, while under the cross during another morning of bent knees, is not a comfort. The anguish remains, though splinters fall. Knowing the Holy One is enthroned in majesty after being taken from the cross and walking out of the tomb, should be peace. But knowledge does not save a weeping soul. Quote, why, O Lord, do you look away? Why does my trouble remain such a knot in a plank? You are enthroned, being praised from raising above. Your praise enthrones you. Please see me. The apostles, also fathers of faith, saw the Holy One's agony. They knew more anguish than I, and yet wrote, quote, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom He has given us. And, quote, in your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood, and you have forgotten that word of encouragement that addresses you as sons, quote, my son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline, and do not lose heart when He rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines those He loves, and He punishes everyone He accepts as a son. Endure hardships as discipline. God is treating you as sons, for what son is not disciplined by his father? If you are not disciplined, and everyone undergoes discipline, then you are illegitimate children and not true sons. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 4 through 8.